welcome to episode 550 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Stacy and Anna. Traveling to Italy with Globus Tours offers a seamless and enriching experience, combining expertly guided sightseeing with comfortable accommodations and transportation. Outlander travel agent Anna recently had the opportunity to experience a Globus Tour in Italy firsthand, exploring everything from the ruins of ancient Rome to the rolling hills of Tuscany. With all the logistics expertly handled, she was able to fully enjoy Italy's rich culture, cuisine, and history. Globus offers a variety of itineraries, ranging from classic highlights to hidden gems, making it easy to discover the best of Italy with complete peace of mind. So let's get started.
Yay! So, Anna, this was not your first time to Italy, was it?
No, it was my second time. Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I'm interested. I know that your first time was like chaperoning a school trip.
It was a school trip with my daughter, so yeah.
So how does that compare, though? Was this as fast-paced as the school trip? Because those are fast-paced.
It was still very fast-paced. Still a lot of, like, go, 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 go. There were some differences, like, you know, like the hotels where we stayed, you know, compared to where we stayed on a school trip. Definitely, you know, more upscale hotels. The motor coach was nicer, you know, just, you know, there was, you know, some little differences, but it was a similar kind of, like, you know, you had your tour director that was with you the whole time, and then you had various tour guides along the way at, you know, the various locations where you went and stuff like that. So that was very similar. Mm-hmm. But I did want to experience, you know, European travel with one of our suppliers that I'm actually going to use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not going to use the company that they use for the school trip. Right. But yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
So this is called Great Cities, right? So
Italy's Great Cities. Yes.
Okay. So you arrive in Rome. Did you go early or did you just do like the regular start?
Nope. I just did the regular start and stop. So we, you know, did an overnight flight and arrived the morning of the tour starting. So we got there that morning. Once we got to the airport and picked our luggage up, you know, our checked luggage, we went through, you know, the airport and got, you know, to the exit transport, you know, where all the transportation, everything is. Our person was standing there holding a Globus sign. It was right there. It was great. We knew exactly, you know, oh, there's our person. They escorted us, you know, through the airport area and right out to our transportation, took us straight to the hotel. It was seamless and super easy, and it was so nice not having to navigate all of that. They were
no
just
guessing
there to do
it for us. Like, what do we do guessing
now? None. Good. None at all. That's why I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
so when you arrive, normally when you arrive in Europe, you've flown overnight and your hotel's not ready. So what time did you get there? What did you guys do that first day?
So we ended up landing at, it was like, I want to say it was in the morning. It was like around 9.
Okay. That's pretty early.
About 9:30. It was about 9:30 in the morning when we landed. So yeah, it was pretty early. Of course, by the time we got our bag and got to the hotel and all that, it was a little bit later, but our room was not ready. Mm-hmm. So we just, dropped our bags at the hotel, and then we walked. There was a great place that was recommended not too far from the hotel, so we walked and had the best bruschetta I've ever had. It was phenomenal.
I bet.
Yeah, so we had lunch and just killed a little time, and then we got back to the hotel, and not long after that, our room was ready, so we had some like downtime before like dinner and all.
So there's like a group dinner to like welcome everybody, is that right?
So what we did was we have like a bar area, Mm-hmm. Like, there was a nice big, like, open space. There was about 39 people on the tour.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a big, okay. And that's about as big. I mean, they say it doesn't, no more than 40. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice size. But everyone meets there. And the tour director is there. And she's just kind of going over logistics of the week and, you know, answering questions if anybody has any. And just kind of telling us, you know, a little of how everything's working, what we're doing, all of that. And then from there, we went to a local restaurant and had an amazing dinner. Nice. And from the time we got to the hotel, I will mention, from the time we left the airport and got to the hotel, I didn't touch my luggage again unless it was in the room. They handle your luggage for you.
That's nice.
They take it into the hotel. Every morning you leave it out of the hotel. You leave it right outside your door. It appears on the bus, on the motor coach. Nice. And then when you get to your next hotel, it appears either right inside your room or just right outside your door. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, the difference would be like comparing that to train travel, which is also fun and nice. But, you know, you're grabbing your own luggage, lugging it on and off a train. So that's a good, you know, a nice feature.
It is really nice because it's just not something you have to worry with.
Yeah.
So then the next, you know, we did the welcome dinner, all of that. Mm-hmm. Next day was, we spent some time in Rome. We did, the Colosseum, Roman Forum, Trevi Fountain, the Pantheon. We didn't go inside the Pantheon, which was, I've been in there before. Yeah. It was so, you know, whatever. But we walked past it. It was fine. And then Piazza Navona. And then we had some free time, I don't know, about an hour or so at Piazza Navona to just kind of meander around. We actually found a nice little cafe and several of us and had a bite of lunch. And then from there, we drove to, we got on the motor coach and we took, it was about a 3-hour drive to Assisi, which 3 hours sounds like a lot of time. But when you're either chatting with friends you have on, you know, with you, or you're thumbing through the, you know, 2000 photos that you've just taken at your various locations, or some people were napping, it really goes by fast. Mm-hmm. And they do make stops. And I'll tell you, the gas stations in Italy are really nice.
Really?
I had some amazing pasta.
Oh.
Like fresh made pasta at a gas station in Italy.
Wow. It was... Who would have known?
Right. The gas stations were insane. I was like, this is amazing. Like a That's like so a funny. Restaurant. Like,
okay, so how does it compare to like Bucky's?
Is there really a comparison to Bucky's?
I mean, I don't know. It's like all that brisket and what do they call it? Hot brisket on the board.
Yeah, I guess it's like the Italy version of like a Bucky's. But they're, you know, instead of making brisket, they're making, you know, they're just tossing up pasta and, you know, these massive balls, mozzarella balls and
Yeah. Nice. Plus, I bet you could get wine with your food.
Yeah, you can get anything.
Get wine anywhere.
It's great. You can get wine anywhere. And it's not frowned upon to drink it at 10 a.m. I'm just saying. I don't know if anybody did that, but.
I mean, maybe somebody on that tour.
Maybe somebody on the tour. It's certainly not me. But that was nice. But so there we went to Assisi, and we actually stopped at a place. It was, what was it called? I had the hotel name, and I don't remember the hotel name, but it's a family owned, two generations.
Is it There's Carlton a, on the Grand Canal?
No, it, oh. no, it's, and I'll probably butcher it, but Valley di Assisi.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, we had a wine tasting there, several of their wines, and then there's also a hotel on the property as well. So that's where we stayed that night. And it was beautiful. They let us take a tour of the spa, which is beautiful.
Ooh, nice.
And we had dinner. And so that was kind of our first like full day. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Is this also when you, so you started in Rome and you ended with this?
There, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is a lot. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
It is all a lot. It was a full day, but it means, but you know, you had that nice downtime on the bus. So like I said, even though you're like, oh my gosh, 3-4 hours on the bus, but it gives you that nice little break of downtime. Yeah. And the motor coach is so very comfortable. Mm-hmm. There's Wi-Fi on it.
Are they talking, like, is there a tour guide talking while you're on that bus? Like, about what you're seeing?
Okay. Yes, she is. Cool she talks about what you're seeing. So, if you're trying to go to sleep, if you just mm-hmm. don't feel like, you know, I sometimes would just listen to a little bit of music if I just needed to kind of like unwind a little bit in between. But if you're into like wanting to know about everything you're seeing and stuff like mm-hmm. absolutely, she's tells you every, it was phenomenal. So the next day we actually went into like the town of Assisi, which is like, it has like a medieval kind of vibe to it. Really cool place. And we got to tour, the Basilica of St. Francis.
Oh, nice.
Which was really cool. And then we had free time to walk around a little bit in the area. They had some really cool shops. There was a guy that did like embroidery, and he would, you got a free sample of your name. And so it's almost like a note card, like a, like an index card, but it's like mm-hmm. a good size. And he did my name on it, and it's beautiful. And it was compliment. It was, I don't know. It was really cool. Yeah. But it was just, you know, we just kind of walked around a little bit.
Well, you've mentioned now twice, like, that y'all have had free time, you know, some free time in Rome and then here. Mm-hmm. Did you mm-hmm. feel like in the tour overall that you kind of had a good balance of tours versus getting to do some things on your own? Because that's like the thing I always kind of fear when I do a tour, like, because I want to have some time.
Yes. And that was one thing that I was really interested in learning about on this particular tour was, you know, like, am I going to be so overwhelmed with having to be on a set schedule, right, that I don't. But they also, like, there were times when we would have, like, an entire afternoon and evening free.
Oh, good. Okay.
But if you are not really, if you are more of a, you want something planned, they have optional, like, almost like an excursion kind of a thing mm-hmm. That you can book. So I did do a couple of those. I did not do all of them. There were some people that literally booked every single one. I did not. I did do a couple of them. And I think I did that the next day, maybe. So from there, let's see. That was Assisi.
So look, I also have another question. When you get to that hotel in Assisi, right, and you mm-hmm. spend the night, is your dinner included that night or are you off on your own?
It was included that night. There was really nowhere to go. Like,
it was kind of out, like, right?
Right. Like, it's on this, like, a lot of land. Like, it's not like you could walk somewhere to get something to eat. Yeah. So, yes, dinner. And they also gave us, like cheeses and meats and breads with olive oil and stuff during the wine tasting as well. So we literally ate there and then went over to the hotel, got settled and ate again. So it was fine. Lots of food. You will not be hungry. So we stayed the night there, which was fantastic. And then from there we went to Venice. So from Assisi, we went to Venice. And I was wondering how that worked because I've not been to Venice, but so, you know, of course there's no streets and no cars in Venice, but we're in a big motor coach. Where are we going?
Yeah.
So when you arrive in Venice, they actually have this massive, if I can speak, parking garage. And that's where the bus stayed while we were there because we were there for 2 nights. So that's where the bus stayed. And so people that live in Venice, of course, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. But if you own a car, you know, to leave Venice, that's where you would leave your car, is this big, huge parking garage.
Wow.
So yeah, we got there and then we got on like a water taxi type, got on a boat to take us to over to our hotel. And that is where we stayed at Carlton on the Grand Canal. Carlton.
Okay. Very cool.
Yes, Carlton on the Grand Canal.
So y'all were right in the middle of everything there.
Yes. And that was totally walkable. Like that first night, so that night we actually had two free nights in Venice. One of the nights had an optional, dinner. Like it was called a Venetian night on the Grand Canal. I did not do that. Robin and I, the other Outlander agent that was with me, we were told to meander the canals of Venice and get lost.
Okay.
So we got lost.
But we just took it to heart.
But we just kept walking and walking and walking and walking. And it was great. It was just, oh, so much fun. And we just stumbled across this little teeny tiny little restaurant. I think there was maybe 8 tables in there. Like it was so small. But I had the biggest Negroni I've ever been served before. I sent a picture to my husband. I was like, trust me, I'm just having one. Like normally, you know, it's like a small glass. It was like a big glass. I was like, what am I doing with that? But nice. I have to have a Negroni when I'm in Italy.
Okay.
So yeah, that was really fun though. It was fun to just get out and explore. So when you're in a place, and that was one thing I liked about the free time is you can get out and just explore, and you know, don't be scared to get out and just walk. I mean, it's just
so. How was Venice in that regard? Like, was it easy to kind of get your bearings and kind of orient yourself and know where you're going?
Yes. Okay. Google Maps also helps.
There you go. Yeah.
When in doubt, pull up Google Maps.
I know. It's like how did we ever do it before? Because wow, you know.
Right. And we did meander into like a little grocery store, which is totally adorable.
That's my thing. I love that.
And I know it was great. Because Robin needed Pepsi. So we walked into the store.
Did she find Pepsi in Venice?
Yes, she did.
Oh, right.
Yes, she did.
Nice.
And we found there was a super sweet local in there. She kind of said, yeah, go that way and then that way. Like, we said, we're trying to just get back out to, like, just the, like, the main, like, the Grand Canal, like out that way.
That's old school. Ask for directions.
Yeah, ask.
And turn right at the, you know.
Exactly. So you're going to go up to the Sheets, and then you're gonna go, and then you'll take a left, and then you'll go by Target. Yes.
Really? I love it.
Yes. So we had two nights in Venice. So the next day was amazing. So we spent, we did a private boat ride on the canals where they took us all through the canals of Venice. It was really cool. And then we took a guided walking tour and we saw St. Mark's Square and Basilica.
Did that feel like Epcot?
I mean, I really feel like I really probably could have just passed on that because I've been to Epcot. So did I really need to go there?
I mean, she's rolling her eyes. She's rolling her eyes.
Really, I've seen the entire world. Did I really need to?
I mean, we've been all around the world and we've drank all around the world.
Multiple times. But then we went to Doge's Palace and the Bridge of Sighs. And if you're not familiar with the Bridge of Sighs, prisoners were condemned in Doge's Palace. There was a bridge that was built that connected the palace to the prison. So as prisoners were condemned to their life sentences, they would then be taken across to the prison. So they would cross over this bridge and there was like two little windows where they could see. And so that the legend is, you know, they would get their last little sigh, their breath of freedom before being taken away. And the prisons were not pleasant. They were not pleasant. Okay. We did get to see them and they were not pleasant. Like some of them had like, you can't see my hands because I'm like on a, you know, you just hear my voice, but very small, like hole. It was a very small hole. And that's the only daylight that you had coming into your cell. Like it was not So yeah, that was, but that was really cool though. It was a really neat history. I actually bought a book there so that I could come home and like remember everything I saw, because it was just that neat, because I knew I'd never retain everything.
See, there you go, learning stuff again about the world.
Just doing all that learning.
And history.
That's right. So then after that, we had a glass blowing demonstration.
Ooh.
Where we got to see glass blowing, and that was really cool.
Moreno glass?
Moreno, mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Yes. I did buy some earrings, some glass earrings that were really cool. Nice. Yeah, that was really, really neat. And then after that, we had free time, afternoon and evening. Nice. So you can do whatever. Okay. So there were some that did. Now, I did do one optional excursion that day right after the glass blowing, and that was a serenaded gondola ride. I highly recommend. That was really.
You have to do that, right?
I couldn't leave Venice without doing a gondola ride. And if you've done one in Vegas, no, that doesn't count. That does not count.
Okay.
Apparently somebody asked that, like, not somebody on the tour, but apparently somebody on the tour said, oh, somebody said, hey, no, it does not count.
No. Do it again.
But yeah, so definitely do a gondola ride. But, several of us, ladies just went and sat in St. Mark's Square and had a Aperol spritz. And we just sat and just lit. They, of course, I love all the live music, like the violins, all the music going on around was really cool. Just like what you see in videos.
Yeah.
It was so neat.
You just watch the people go by.
Yeah. And nice. Then we did the same thing that night with several of us, just kind of meandered and found a restaurant and stopped and ate.
Nice.
It was kind of chilly. Yep. They gave us blankets and a heater. Because it was cool out. They literally set a heater right beside our table and gave us little blankets, which wasn't that cold. It wasn't that cold, but it was cool.
Like you should tell people when you did this, like what month you were there.
Yes, it was. What month is this?
Was it February or March? Or
no?
It was just earlier this month, wasn't it?
Was April?
Or was it in March?
I was there. I left. Okay, I flew out March 28th, so I was there.
Okay,
tail end of March into the beginning of April. Yes.
Okay. So a little bit shoulder season, right? Like kind of off season.
Nice. Yeah. So just layered. Like I would wear a little jacket and then short sleeves. So it was. I mean, but it was very comfortable. It was actually very
comfortable,
nice and comfortable. Yes. Good. Okay. So. Gosh, I feel like I'm taking up so much time here. Okay, so quickly.
Speed it up a little bit.
Okay, speeding it up. Okay, left Venice, went to Pisa, did the iconic Leaning Tower of Pisa pics. I think we had like an hour there. Like it was literally just a pit stop. So it really was. I mean,
no, I'm just laughing because, first of all, you said because it was a pit stop, but no.
It kind of felt like a pit stop.
I think when I went there, that's as long as we did too. And it was, it's kind of like you have to go, but then it's like, okay, seen it, done it. Okay.
Nope. Yeah, put your hands like this. We'll take the picture and then
like that. And we're good now. I'm good. I'm fulfilled. But Pisa really is kind of a pit stop. I mean, there's not a lot. I mean, there's really nothing there other than a leaning tower. So,
and the souvenir stalls.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so from Pisa, then from Pisa we went to Florence. Had two nights in Florence. Oh. I did do another excursion there, which I call it an excursion, but it was a dinner. First night in Florence, did a dinner. It was fantastic. We went to a local restaurant. They stopped us on the way where literally we could see like all of Florence. I got some great pictures of like just this overview of Florence. It was beautiful. Great dinner. Wonderful wine. It was phenomenal. The wine was just flowing. It was great.
Yeah. It was so nice. That's awesome.
And then we had, in Florence, we saw Michelangelo's David. We went to the Academy.
How was that?
Oh, that was phenomenal.
Is that like just?
That was so cool.
I haven't been there in over 30 years, and I've only seen it once. But I still just can. I just remember like the wow.
Yeah,
like, it was still really, to this day.
It was really cool. Yeah. So, we did that. Gates of Paradise. Okay. That was really cool. They're like these brass door. I don't know if anybody knows anything about it, but I did not. They were like these brass, they're doors, but each one, they have these little squares, and each one has like, kind of pictures from the Bible. Like you've got Adam and Eve, you've got Jesus with the 12 disciples, like just depictions okay. from different, biblical moments. Like it, mm-hmm. I've got tons of pictures of it, 'cause I kept taking like, it was really cool. And then from there we went to, like a jewelry and leather presentation. So they were talking to us about the leather, because, you know, leather is very big, and that's apparently a thing there in Florence is the leather. Mm-hmm. I did get picked to model a leather jacket, which was phenomenal.
Nice.
I didn't. It was a little over my budget. I did not bring it home. Mm-hmm. And then a purse that I also got to model with it that was designed for Grace Kelly.
Oh, cool.
It was elegant. It was beautiful. Yeah, I think all I got there was like some bookmarks. Monogrammed bookmarks, because it's beautiful, beautiful leather.
Sure.
Anyway,
the craftsmanship was probably amazing.
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. So then the rest of the day was free to kind of hang out. So I will say, in Florence, do the wine windows.
Yes, tell us more about
the
that.
Wine window. So we actually found a wine window. I actually pulled it up on my Google Maps, and we mapped that mess, because I was like, I am not leaving without doing a wine window. I had seen so many TikToks. It was ridiculous. So literally go up, ring a bell. They open the door. You tell them what you want. I said, I want a red. Give me a glass of red wine. And they close the little door, and then they open it back up, and then they serve you your wine. I did get carded.
Nice. Even better
in Europe. I mean,
I think it's just those flirty Italians. You know, they okay. just
yeah. Because how old do you have to be? 18?
Yeah, like 16? I don't know.
My oldest child is well beyond 18 years old. Wow. I think I'm good.
Well, but I don't know. People can't see your face right now, but Anna does look quite young.
The grays tell a different story.
You have this hip vibe, and you're very cute. So
y'all are sweet. But it was so much fun. I did it twice. I had to have two. I had two glasses. But we did sit. We did eat
behind that.
We sat and ate lunch as well. So that was a great spot. We could sit and eat lunch in the wine window.
So
literally,
how'd you pay for your wine?
So we actually ate lunch as well. So they really just came over and just took my card after we were already sitting at the table. Okay. I'm sure if you're just going to the window and not like sitting and eating, you just give them your card there at the window. Okay. We were sitting literally right beside where the window was. So
cool.
I just ordered it, and then they came over and just charged it. But
nice.
It was totally fun. So after that, Florence to Siena. Siena was just another short stop. I won't say a pit stop, but it was a short stop. We did do a walking tour, a short walking tour just of Siena. We got to sample some of the, at a bakery, like some of their, that was complimentary from Globus. Nice. Yes. Globus gave us those. That was complimentary. Nice. And one of them was, I'm not even going to try to say the name, but it's a like chewy Italian almond cookie, and it's amazing.
Okay. Yum. So Ricciarelli, you know, if Donna were here, she would totally,
she would know. So then after we had a little bit of free time there to shop. Mm-hmm. Of course we ate and drank. We did not shop. We just ate and drank. But that was fun. So you do have free time there as well, because they did have some really cool shops there. And then from there, we went back to Rome. Rome was our last stop.
All roads lead to Rome.
That's right. And I will say, I think the hotel in Rome was probably my favorite hotel of the hotels where we stayed. I just really liked the vibe there. I liked the location. You literally walked out of the hotel, and there's just restaurants and shops. There's just like all these little tables set up. People are just sitting and eating and having wine and just hanging out. And it was very walkable to to various things. I really liked that hotel a lot.
Did you stay in the same hotel both times?
No.
Okay. Nope. Well, I was going to ask, you know, because I think that's one thing, you know, when clients approach me about guided tours, is the companies who use hotels that are in the city versus outside the city. And, you know, they're like, well, we don't want to be outside the city. So did you feel like Globus did a good job of keeping y'all centrally located?
Yeah, I feel like they did it. They did a good job. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. You know, and I think, you know, some of the, I will say some of the hotels, you know, cause we actually kind of talked about that and was like, could we be even a little more centered, but maybe not all of the hotels want to work with companies.
Especially those older hotels are small.
The older, they don't have the capacity to accommodate groups like that.
Right. And I also think Rome is very spread out. It's like,
it is very spread out.
Yeah. So it's not like there's this one central part.
No, there's not.
You want to be everywhere, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
So, and really, honestly, if you're staying in a hotel and where you're wanting to go and explore an area that is not really walkable to your hotel, really, it's just a quick taxi or Uber ride to whatever section you want to be, get out and then walk from there. And then it's really doable and really easy.
One thing I will say, when I was in Rome, we did have some taxi drivers who asked us as soon as we got in if we had euros and not like do a card. Have some euros.
Definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you can call a taxi or an Uber with an app. So it's really easy. But if you're just in like a city center area and you hop into like a taxi line, they might want you to have cash.
So, yes. And I will say the hotel where we stayed, our last hotel we stayed in Rome, there was literally an ATM right across the street. Mm-hmm. And I did need to grab a few more euros. So I did hop across to that ATM and grab a few. You.
Yeah.
So I took some with me, but
needed
just a little more.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sure you had a lot. I mean, you know, because y'all were doing those tours, you know, just to think about having those small bills for tipping your guides and things like that.
Too. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So then the last thing we did in Rome was we visited is it Papal Palace?
It's all closed right now. As we're recording this, there's a conclave going on. So
yes.
Can't go there right now. But
no. Yeah. And Barberini Gardens. That was beautiful. Yeah. That was a beautiful, beautiful. The palace, the gardens, everything was absolutely beautiful. And we did have a guide, you know, that was a guided tour. And then we went to the Vatican Museums, the Sistine Chapel, which I did not get to see last time I was there. That was a really, really neat experience.
Nice.
And I did fuss at a couple of people that were taking pictures. So you cannot do that.
No photos.
Like, that's against the rules.
Yeah. I was that person because I desperately wanted photos in there.
I know. But literally came home and bought puzzles so I could really look at it. You know, like.
Yes. Like I desperately wanted photos, but I also respect the history. I respect everything there.
The Kodak licensing, because that's Kodak.
Yeah, it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And even the security people came on the microphone or whatever at one point and told everybody to shut up. Everybody was talking. They were like, y'all need to be quiet. It's silent in here. No photos, no talking. It's supposed to be a very somber, just kind of taking it in. And
But it is kind of also a crowd, you know?
It is like,
I mean, you know.
A lot of people.
We also have to remember, you know, it was Jubilee year, so.
Oh, yeah.
There was even more crowds, which I didn't care. I wanted to see it. So Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Square, and Basilica. And then we ended, after all of that, we ended with a farewell dinner at a local restaurant. That was phenomenal. Got up the next day. Took our transfer that was provided and went back to the airport and sadly went home.
Oh, that is sad. How many bottles of wine did you pack into your suitcase?
I actually did not bring any.
But
I did bring home all of the information because I actually was taking photos when we did the wine tasting, and I have all of the information. I can actually have some bottles shipped to me, so I'm actually probably getting ready to do that.
Nice. Good. All right. What time should I be over to have some? I know. No.
let me get it ordered, and then as soon as I know the arrival date, come on.
All right. Do a little Italy party.
Because they served me the best white wine. I am not a white wine drinker.
Oh, you're not. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Isn't that funny? Like, it's like when I was in Lisbon, I tried port. I wouldn't have ever thought I'd like port.
I don't like
you port. Know? But now but, yeah. I do, you know? So,
yeah. Well, they cool. the way they described the white wine we had was it's white in a red dress.
Oh, I love that.
So it was white, but like it had a hint of a red flavor. Like it.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit. Richer,
like a full yeah. lot, like more yeah, full okay. bodied.
Oh, it was fantastic. So yeah, I might have to order some.
Nice.
Very that's cool. awesome.
So anyway.
Yeah. Well, so you definitely I enjoy a guided tour again.
I really would. And the last thing I will say about doing a guided tour is what I really liked was everything was done for me. All I had to do every morning was get up. And I told you, I didn't even have to fuss with my suitcase just to make sure it was outside the door by the time they said it needed to be outside of the door. I got up in the morning, got dressed, put my suitcase out, came down for breakfast, and got on the motor coach at the time that we were supposed to get on. Breakfast was included every morning of our trip. All of the... And Globus is the only tour company that gives... guaranteed access into the Roman Colosseum.
Oh, nice.
That's okay. What we learned of all the tour companies. They are the only ones that guarantee access inside the Colosseum.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Do want to go in. There's so much history there to learn, too.
I did not get to go in last time.
Yeah.
I only got to see the outside, but I got to see the inside this time, and that was really neat.
It's really
experience.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, just like Rome overall is crazy how... Oh,
it is. Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But we didn't have to worry about what time, you know, things open and close and getting tickets and, you know.
Yes, because
you have VIP access, you know, front of the line, you know, VIP access with the tour company.
When I did the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel on my own, I didn't get to go to St. Peter's Square because that was the day that the Mass was there. And like, it's not like just open to the tours. No, like it's a different thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it is nice knowing that the logistics are handled for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do have free time to do things that you want to do. They have optional things you can add on, but you don't have to if you just want to do things on your own. But you know, the transportation, hotels, everything is just done, and I really like that.
I call that maybe like you know you just want something easy, like done. Book
well,
it.
You know. Exactly. And it can be overwhelming trying to navigate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, and this places was, like that.
This is a good overview of Italy if you're doing.
Really, yeah. Like,
it really
I mean,
is.
It doesn't mean that you're not going back. It means that you're seeing a lot in a short amount of time. So it's cool.
Yes, because I will go back to Italy, but I do, you know, I want to maybe go a little, you know, maybe more southern Italy or, you know, I don't, you know.
Or maybe spend more time in one of the places you saw. Or
exactly.
Like
and they, you know, they have tons. This is, I mean, they have tons of tours in Italy, like all over the place. So, yeah, reach out to your travel agent with Outlander and we will book it for you.
We can help you with that.
Yeah. We sure can.
All right. Well, on that note, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Stacy, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.